Today's shir is Masechtet Menachos, Daf Tzadik Tes. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Tes, Amen Aleph, 9 lines from the top. Tan Rabbanan, the Gemara teaches us, Asaro Shulchanos, Asa Shlaima. Shlaima Melech made 10 Shulchanos, besides the Shulchan that Moshe Rabbeinu made, Vlai Masadrim Ella El Shamosha. It says the Gemara, they only used the Shulchan that the Moshe Rabbeinu made. Shenema, as the pasuk says, "Vasa shulchan she'olov lechem aponim zov." So we see that the Torah uses a lashon yachid. What does the Torah mean by saying a lashon yachid? That only one of the shulchan that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that made, was the one that was used. Similarly, esesh menaris osu shleimer shleimer melech made 10 menaris. However, v'loya madlika el b'shamaisha. The only menorah that they used was the menorah that Moshe Rabbeinu made. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, u'menorahs hazov v'nereseh levar ba'arav. So again, the pasuk is indicating that the only menorah that was used was the one that one menorah, and that was presumably the menorah that Moshe Rabbeinu made. The question is, why are we confident that was Moshe Rabbeinu's menorah, Moshe Rabbeinu's shulchan that they used? So the simple pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu's menorah and shulchan were obviously the primary menorah and shulchan. And therefore it makes sense that that was the menorah and the shulchan that was used. Another pshat that I saw is given back to what we discussed in our previous year, the way all the menorahs and the shulchanos were situated in the Mishkan, as we discussed in our previous year. So then the halacha is that it makes sense to say that Moshe Rabbeinu's shulchan and menorah, the way we described in yesterday's shir, was the middle of all the other shulchan and menorah. So it makes sense that his was the shulchan and menorah was used. Rav Shimon Lazman Shimu Amar Kola Misadrim, that all of them were used. So here too, I saw machloikus how we understand what it means al kulamayim misadrim. The simple pshat is that they used all of all of them. But another pshat is that they didn't use all of them. There's no point in lighting one more than one menorah. There's no point in using more than one shulchan. But what the Gemara means to say is that they sometimes used Moshe Rabbeinu's and sometimes they used one of the others. Shenema, as the pasuk says, when Shlomo HaMelech built the base of Migdash, V'yas v'esa shulchanos v'aleihem lechem haponim. It says this pasuk b'loshim rabim. And the fact that the Torah says loshim rabim, so it's an indication that all of them were used at some times. Became a kulon, and then says the Gemara similarly, the kulon hayim madlikim. All the menorahs that they had there were used. Shnema, as the pasuk says, v'asa menorahs v'nereseim levaram k'mishpat lefnei hadvir zor sogum. The menorahs and the candles that were used, all of them were used, and were they used by Zov Sogur. What is Zov Sogur? So, as we've learned previously, the definition of Zov Sogur is it's the highest quality gold. And why is the highest quality gold called Zov Sogur? The answer is that when that sold gold is available for sale, Sogur, anywhere else that gold is sold, doesn't sell because it's just so much better quality. It's not, nobody's going to buy this lesser quality. The Tanakama, who says that, as we began our shiur today, that they only use Moshe Rabbeinu's menorah and Moshe Rabbeinu's shulchan, is what he says that the pasuk is going to say to teach us that the shulchan and the menorah that Shlomo HaMelech built, the various shulchanos and menorahs that Shlomo HaMelech built, were built in the same way as Moshe Rabbeinu was built. Indeed, says the Gemara of Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Loyim Sadim El Shal Moshe, the only menorah and shulchan that they used, that was Moshe Ben El Ma'am Kaim Asher as a Shulchan Shalayim Lech upon him Zav Elish Shlosh Shulchan Shav Migdash. What is that pasuk referring to? It speaks about the three shulchanos which had the lechem upon them made out of gold. And the Gemara explains, El shulchanos shalayim b'migdash, there were three shulchanos in the Migdash, shnaim hayu ba'ulam, two of them is in the front room, the corridor in the front room of the base of Migdash, b'mifnim, and the inside, l'pesach habayis, right by the entrance to the Heichel, echad shals kesev, one made out of silver. But many other Mepharshim explain, and we're going to learn this in the Mishnah on Amud Beis, that really wasn't made out of silver. It was made out of marble, but the marble looked like silver. However, there are others that explain if the Gemara says that it was made out of kesef, there's no reason to say that it was made out of marble and say, well, the marble looked like silver. And they explain that it was made out of silver. So again, one was made out of kesef, vechet shalzov, and then one was made out of gold. Asher kesef, on the silver or marble table, nois lechem upon him b'knisasoi, there it stood until they were going to put it onto the shulchan. The Michas Chinuch asks that we learned previously in our perek that the lechem upon him was built in a golden mold, which was in the oven. So we had it ready in gold. What's pshat that we're now putting it in silver and marble? We have to explains the Michas Chinuch, that mold, that pan, did not have the din of a kli sharis. And therefore, since it didn't have the kli sharis, we put it there, we baked it there, but now we put it into the table, which is a kli sharis, val zelzov. And the gold plate table was put there by Yitziyosai after they took the bread out of the shulchan. That we learned the halacha is that they took the bread out, but the bread wasn't distributed until they did the Akhtaris Bezichin, until they burned the levaina, the spoonfuls of levaina that we've spoken about so many times. And the halacha is that was put on a gold table. And the Gemara explains why was it that way. Shemal b'kodesh v'loy berinin. Something that is of Kedusha, we only go up and we never go down. And therefore, the halacha is that if it was ready all week in the Shulchan Hazov, we can now not put it on any other material table because that would be representing a downgrade. Says the Gemara, and then there was another shulchan, obviously, which was inside the heichel, shalv lechem aponim tamid, which is where the lechem aponim was all week long. As we learn here, the halacha of ma'al b'kodesh v'loy meridin, which of course has many applications in halacha. For example, we know the halacha is that if somebody was appointed to be a Kohen Gadol temporarily, and then afterwards he the original Kohen Gadol is able to go back to his work, the halacha is that Kohen Gadol cannot become a regular Kohen Hedjet again. And the reason he can't become a Kohen Hedjet again is for the reason that we're explaining, because Ma'al B'Kodesh Vay Meridin, once he was in the position of a Kohen Gadol, he cannot be downgraded to be a Kohen Hedjet. The Torah Evin, in discussing this halacha on Ma'al B'Kodesh V'loy Meridin, has a very fundamental question. How do we understand this halacha? That doesn't mean Ma'al B'Kodesh, that we only may upgrade, but what about leaving something at the same status that it was? Would that be permissible or not? Doesn't mean Ma'al B'Kodesh, that we only go up. V'loy meridin means that even something which is equivalent to where it was is unacceptable. Or does ma'al b'kodesh mean that we're not allowed to go down? But if we're not we're staying where we are, it would be acceptable. Michas Chinuch says that our Gemara is really able to answer that question. Because our Gemara just said that when they took the lechem out of the shulchan, they put it on another shulchan, and both were made out of gold. So we see that even though it was equivalent, it's not considered a violation. The Pnei Yeshua has a different approach. He says, where it's possible, and that may be very geshmak of pshat in our Gemara, he says, where it's possible to make it the same level, to make it a higher level, so of course the halacha will tell us to try to make it into a higher level. But where a higher level is not an option, like in our Gemara, we started with a Shulchan Azov, there's no way to go then to another Shulchan Azov, so then the equivalent is fine. The Mefarshim tell us that we have here the concept of, as we're going to learn, the concept of Ma'al V'Kodesh V'Loy Meridin. The Gemara began that there were 10 Shulchanos that Shlomo Melech made, but still the Shulchan, the only Shulchan that they used was the Shulchan of Moshe Rabbeinu. The only menorah that they used was the menorah of Moshe Rabbeinu. So I saw that one of the explanations the Mefarshim suggest, why was it that way? Because we know that Moshe Rabbeinu represents Torah. Im ein Torah ein kemach. So the Shulchan, which represents Panosa, but we have to realize that without the influence of the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu represents, we don't have any Panosa. I saw that the Sefer Divrei Yisrael says that we know that the difference between a human being and a malach is that a person is considered a hoylich. He's constantly going, and he's going up or he's going down. Whereas a malach is always on the same madrega. And that's what he says is pshat in our Gemara. Ma'al b'kodesh. Either you're going up, but if you're not going up, then a meridin, you can't go down. I saw the Sefer Chashukei Chemed has a most interesting discussion. He has here a discussion that our Gemara, as we're going to learn, establishes the halacha of Ma'al B'Kodesh Ve'i Meridin. So he asked the question that on Shabbos, the minigas and shuls that have available silver crown and silver breastplate for the Sefer Torah, that's how the Sefer Torah is taken out of the Aron Kodesh. But when we put it back into the Aron Kodesh, the Levush Mordechai actually says that as much as it's beautiful and appropriate to have a silver crown and silver breastplate for the Sefer Torah, that's only for Shabbos, but not during the week. And now the question is, so how is that possible to be done? Once we put this on the Sefer Torah, taking it off, would that not represent a Hirada of Kedusha? So Sefer Chashukei Chemed says that this concept that we're discussing, a Ma'al B'Kodesh V'Loy Meridin, is primarily a concern when we're in public. When we're in public, we can't show that we're going down in Kedusha. But here, the Sefer Torah that we're putting back into the Aron is in a private place. In a private place, he suggests, we don't have this concern. So as we just discussed, we learned the halacha of Ma'al B'Kodesh V'Loy Meridin. Actually, the Prima Godim has a discussion. Well, Gemara now is going to be discussing the source for this halacha of Ma'al B'Kodesh V'Loy Meridin. And the Prima Godim tries to determine if this is, as we learned the Gemara, is the halacha Ma'al B'Kodesh V'Loy Meridin a din d'oraisa, and the psukim that we're learning are teaching in this. But, or do we say Ma'al B'Kodesh V'Loy Meridin is only a d'rabbanan? The psukim that the Gemara brings are only a smachtas. But again, says the Gemara, Malayim on Dei Meridin. How do you know what a halacha is? Ma'al B'Kodesh Dei Meridin. Says the Gemara, Amar Rebbe, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says about the putting up the Mishkan on the eighth day, B'Yom HaShmini of the Yimei HaMeluim. And the Pasuk says, V'Yakam Moshe Asa Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that put up the Mishkan. V'Yitin Sadonov, V'Yosim As Kroshov, V'Yitin As Berichov, V'Yakam Asa Modov. The Pasuk begins with the word v'yakam, and then the pasuk concludes with the word v'yakam. As we know, all 7 days of the Zion Yemei Meluim, Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan and every day brought the Kabbanis, and then would take down the Mishkan. However, on the 8th day, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, he put it up and no longer disassembled it. And the pasuk says that we start with the Yakum and we remain with the Yakum. That we stay at least on the, we don't go down, says the Gemara. But that only indicates that we stayed where we were. But ask the Gemara, the Manol and the Ma'alan, how do we know, as we said before, that we're really supposed to try to go up? Says the Gemara, Amar of Achba Yaakov, the Amar Kra, the pasuk says regarding the pans that were used by the Adas Kairach, the 250 people that joined Kairach. And the pasuk says, As machtas hachatoim ha'elim b'naf shoysom, v'asa asam ripua b'kuei pachim, tzipu le'mizbeach, kikrivam l'fnei Hashem, v'yikadoshu v'yul oysom na Yisrael. That they took those pans that were used by these people that rebelled against Moshe Rabbeinu, and they used them as a coating for the Mizbeach and the Choshes. Why were they used for that purpose? Because they already had a Kedusha in them since they were used for Ketores, and that will now be used on the Mizbeach, and it will also serve as a reminder that how one has to behave and Chas Shalom not rebel. So we see, though, from here, it was Tashmishei Mizbeach. It was originally used only as something that was a piece of equipment that was used for the Mizbeach. And now we see that it was actually became V'achshav Gufa Shalom Mizbeach. Then it has to be used as part of the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara. The Pasuk says, and this is another raya that Ma'al B'Kodesh V'loi Meriden. So says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, when Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Luchas Shnias, the Pasuk says, V'echtav ala Luchas Advarim Ashayo ala Luchas Rishonis, Asher Shibat V'samtam Ba'aron. V'tani Reb Yosef, the Pasuk says, Asher Shibat. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas. So why is it necessary for the Torah to tell us that he broke them? Malamed, the Luchas, the Shivrei Luchas, that both the Luchas of Rishonis and the Luchas that were the broken Luchas and the second pair of Luchas, which were the good pair, Menachem Ba'aron. We can, and says the Gemara, from here we learn that L'tam Chacham Sheshachat Talmudah, V'tam Chacham Chas V'Shom, for God is learning, Machem Sansoi, because something beyond his control, Ein Noyeg Ba'Minyag Mizoyin, that we keep on treating with great respect. Tysus goes into a discussion, how was there enough room in the Oren for both sets of Luchas? So Tysus says, if the Oren wasn't large enough, we'll have to say that the second Luchas were placed under the first Luchas in the Oren. And then Tysus says, according to other opinions, the Oren was large enough to have both Luchas putting next to one. So I saw that there's some Mefarshim explain that the Luchas represent the Torah. But we know that somebody's lave, his heart, Kasvim Aluach Libecha, that is also considered a lave. And what the Torah is saying is Luchas V'Shivrei Luchas. If we want to have Luchas and have success in learning, what our success in learning has to be accompanied with is Shivrei Luchas, a broken heart, a heart that's humble and modest. Another pshat that I saw is that we know that when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas, that moment Klal Yisrael did tshuva. Luchas was Shivrei Luchas. The reason Klal Yisrael were able to achieve having Luchas is because before they got the Luchas, they had Shivrei Luchas. And that caused them to act appropriately. This halacha of Luchas v'Shivrei Luchas put into the Oren is a question that comes up if Chas v'Shalom, it is a Sefer Torah that becomes posel. The minig is that we should leave that Sefer Torah, even though it's posel, and with the gartel, the belt around the Sefer Torah is put on the outside, should become visible, that everybody knows that it's not a kosher Sefer Torah, but it's put in the Arun. Because, as Al Gemara says, Shivrei Arun, Luchos, Shivrei Luchos, Menachem, the Arun. There's another point that some suggest, that the Arun Kodesh that's used to store the Luchos was originally meant for that purpose. That it was originally meant to be there, to be used, if not just for the Luchos, but even for the Shivrei Luchos. The Machz Avram has a different approach to this discussion. His approach to this discussion is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told that the Shivrei Luchos have the same level, have a level of Kedusha that's equivalent to the Luchos, he says, if there's ever a time, Chas V'Shalom, that somebody has to swear that he has to hold on to Sefer Torah, he says there's no difference in halakha if he's holding on to the Sefer Torah that's kosher or Sefer Torah that's posel. Because the lesson is that the Luchos and the Shivrei Luchos are equivalent, the Luchos and the Shivrei Luchos are equivalent in the level of Kedusha. Says the Mar Simon, Bitel Sorach V'Shachach. Amar Reish Lakish, comments Reish Lakish, Pamim, sometimes, because our Gemara has been speaking about the Luchos, our Gemara speaks about learning Torah. And says, Reish Lakish, Pamim, Betulei Shel Torah, well, we think that we're wasting time, we're not doing something, we're not learning Torah. Actually, B'zek Yisoida, that's the way for how Torah is established. The pasuk says, "Vechtav aluchos asudvaram ashay aluchos rishonim sheshibata." Amalei Kadosh Baruch Hu lemoishir. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Yashikayach sheshibata." What does it mean, "Yashikayach sheshibata"? If not, as we said before, if you not had learned, if you had not broken the luchos, and Klai Yisrael wouldn't have been inspired by that act, then we would never come to doing what's right. He says, however, I saw the Rav Hutner and the Pachid Yitzchak says that this is the lesson of Torah, that the main point of learning Torah is that the Torah that we learn should influence the way that we behave. And if the Torah tells us to do certain things under certain situations, that is what the Torah wants us to do, and it's considered like we're learning Torah. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that the Betulah Shel Torah, that we think that we're not doing the right thing, but it's really the Yesoida. Moshe Rabbeinu was angry that they did the Aveira, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what caused them to break the Luchos. And Moshe Rabbeinu was always concerned that he only broke the Luchos out of anger, and he was concerned that he do the right thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yashikoyach Sheshibarta, you did the right thing. I also saw that the Sefer Dvar Shmuel explains that Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned, particularly says that he explains that the Luchos were written, the Loshen Yochid, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would decide that I'm going to give the Torah only to you and your children. And Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, did not want that to be. Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to deprive Klal Yisrael of the Torah. And therefore, he made sure to break it. But here we see, again, the Gemara teaches us a very important lesson, that sometimes we have to do what we have to do. And the Sefer Chashuki Chemet says that there was a shul, that there was a problem, that there were some people, while the Kriyas HaTorah was taking place, people were talking. And the Rav of that shul just went to the bima and had the Sefer Torah rolled up and to be put into the Aron Kodesh. If this is what happened because of their, if this is what they're doing during Kriyas HaTorah. And the people were obviously upset. The way he describes the situation, there were people who were good people and were listening to Kriyas HaTorah, and their attitude was, how does this Rav have the right to deprive them of the mitzvah Kriyas HaTorah? There were people that were chiyuvim, that were supposed to have a yard, that had a yard site this week, and were expecting to have an aliyah, and now they couldn't have the aliyah because of this situation. And it was turmoil in the shul. And the question was brought to Rabbi Yashiv, was this, did this person, did this Rav act appropriately? And the Rav said, by all means, that did he do the right thing? Because as Al Gemara says, l'pomim betulish shel Torah, doing something which we think may be contrary to what the Torah wants, ze yisayda. So I saw that the Sefer Marav Shemesh says that the Torah ends with the words, L'chol ayyad chazok l'chol mara agodl asha osu Moshe le'ene kol Yisrael. And Rashi explains that what does that pasuk mean to say? That Moshe Rabbeinu decided to break the luchas v'shabram l'anechem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we just learned in our Gemara, Yashkoich Sheshibarat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was satisfied with what he did. So he says that many Mefarshim try to connect the beginning of the Torah with the end of the Torah. The second luchas were given with Ahava. The first luchas were given with Kailus Abrakim. The second luchas were given with Ahava. So he explains that that's exactly what happened at the beginning of the Torah. We know that the Torah began with Lakim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel's plan was to give the Torah just to run the world just with Midas Adin. And he saw that that can't work. So he added the Midas HaRachmim. And that's what happened here. The Luchas HaRishonis were given just with Midas Adin. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that that isn't going to work, that we should just be limited to Midas Adin. And therefore he included Midas HaRachmim, which are explained by understanding the luchas hashnius. Says the Gemara, "V'amar Shlokish Talmud Chacham Shesorach." If you see a Talmud Chacham that acted chas v'shalom inappropriately, the halacha is aim evazan. I said before Esya, we should not publicly shame him. Shenemar, because the pasuk says v'choshalta ayoyim v'koshel gav novi imcha laila. The pasuk says that you and the Navi, all of you, are acting inappropriately. But he explains that if you see Chas v'Shalom Talmud Chacham not acting appropriately, what you should do is kiso kalayla, have it concealed like the night is concealed. Don't publicize the avera that a Talmud Chacham does. Says the Avraham Reish Lakish. Continues Reish Lakish in telling us that kol if somebody forgets any of his learning, it's considered that he's over a laugh. The pasuk says, "Rak shamulcha u'shma nafshchem oy pentishkas ledvarim asheroa inecha ufen yisurim elvavcha koy mechayecha v'datem levanechol v'nei benechem." And the pasuk should be explained. Kedrav oven amar beloy. Damar oven amar beloy. Wherever the Torah uses that type, those words, and otherwise to say, it should be understood as a mitzvah slice to say. And the Torah is telling us that one may not forget any of his learning. There is a very big machloikis hapoiskim if this halacha applies bismanazeb. The opinion of Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner was that only when they learned Torah Shebel Peh was there a iser to forget any of his learning. But Bezman Hazeh, where we have the Gemara, we have Torah Shebel Peh printed, the halacha doesn't apply. The Shulchan Aruch Rav disagrees. And Shulchan Aruch Rav feels that this halacha is applicable even Bezman Hazeh. Rav Rama, Hishama Pen Shlei Navenhu. Actually, because the pasuk uses both the word Hishamer and the word Pen, it means two lavin. If you forget your learning, it actually represents three lavin. Shnemer, as the pasuk says, Hishamelcha Hashma Nafshchem Oid Pentishka Es Dvarecha. So it says Hishamer Ushamar, and Pen, and they all recognize a separate Lavin. Yochel Afilu Machmas Einsoi, if somebody got not well, or somebody has other things that he caused them not to remember his learning, Tamaloymer, Ufen Yisur Malvecha, Mesir Malvecha Kos Bedabar. That's a person that does things that he forgets his Torah. So the way I saw Tosfos Yontov explains, we have to do whatever we can to remember our learning. If then something beyond our control happens that we forget our learning, we can't be held responsible. If somebody didn't really understand his learning that well, and because he didn't understand his learning that well, he forgot his learning. Rak means that if it was beyond his, again, if it was beyond his control, then he's not going to be held responsible. However, the Gemara does point out that there are things that cause people to forget their learning. And because there are things that forget people to cause that they forget their learning, they're not allowed to do such things. The Gemara and Masech Tahiris points out if somebody eats the leftovers of what was bitten by a mouse from a cat, somebody eats the heart of an animal, somebody eats olives, or somebody drinks water that was left in a bathtub. And therefore, the Torah is telling us, the Halacha is telling us, that since we may not forget any of our learning, we have an obligation to do whatever we can to remember our learning. And if we do anything that could cause that we forget our learning, then we're going to be held responsible. Continues the Gemara of Yochanan Rabbi Elazar Amar Tavayu. Torah nitna ba'boim. The Torah we know was given in 40 days. For neshama noitzer ba'boim yoim. The neshama of a child, it takes 40 days to develop. And that's why we know the halacha differentiates between a fetus that's 40 days old versus a fetus that is not 40 days old. Says the Gemara. Somebody who constantly is learning and reviewing his learning that he should remember, the neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him is protected. However, somebody's not careful in protecting the Torah that he learned, since it's easy to forget our learning and we didn't do what we can, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I won't protect your neshama. Says the Gemara Tanit Beri Shmuel. How are we to view this entire situation? Somebody gave a bird to his Evid to watch. Don't think that if you lose it, I'm going to ask you to pay back its value. And the shmos on the Torah mimecha, because it's something that's so valuable for me. So too, the Torah, the Maral explains, and our Gemara is compared to a bird. What does the Gemara mean to say that the Torah is compared to a bird? A bird is very easy to fly away. And therefore, we have to do whatever we can to make sure that that bird doesn't fly away. So too the Torah. The Torah, it's easy for the Torah to fly away. And the only way we can be confident that that will not happen is that we do whatever is in our ability to make sure that that doesn't happen. Teaches us the Mishnah Shnei Shulchanos Hayu Ba'ul Mifnim. We learned this halacha earlier in the shiur already. There were two Shulchanos in the inside room, the front room of the Beis HaMikdash, of Pesach HaBayis, they were right at the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash, Ach Shal Shais v'Ach Shal Zav. One table was made out of marble, and one table was made out of gold. Al Shal Shais, Nois Lachem Panah B'Knisosoy, on the marble table, it was put, the Lachem Panah was put as they entered the Beis HaMikdash, Al Shal Shav, and on the gold table, it was put b'tziyosoi as they left the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos when they took out the lechem upon them, as we said, that our Gemara says that it was made out of marble, but we did learn earlier in the Shir that there are those that suggest that it was made out of silver. Why did it go from marble or silver to gold? Because, says the Mishnah, as we learned earlier in our Shir, the halach is mal b'kodesh v'lo marid, and we always upgrade, we don't go in the opposite direction. Continues the Mishnah, echad shazav b'fnim, the shulchan that was inside was made out of gold, and olav, and on that shulchan, there was always lechem upon him. Continues the Mishnah, v'arba kohanim nechnasim, there were four kohanim who entered the Beis HaMikdash as they brought in on Shabbos, Shnayim b'yodim shnei storim, two kahanim were carrying the two rows of the lechem upon him. As we discussed many times in our shiurim, the lechem upon him was set up in two rows. The lechem upon him was set up in two rows of six. V'arba magdimim v'shnayim, and then there were two other kahanim that had the shnei bezichim, that had the two rows, that had the two spoons of levina that we've discussed numerous times that were put on the shulchan. The arba magdim l'shneim, and now there are four other kahanim that went before these kahanim. Shnayim litol shnei sedorim, two to take out the two rows of the lechem upon them that were there all week long. V'shtayim litol shnei bezichim, and two other kahanim to be there to take out the two spoonfuls of flour of levina. And nechnasim ayin the betzafon, the people who came hamachnisim, those that came with the new lechem stood on the tzafon side upneim ledorim. Says Rashi, because the people who are putting in the new lechem are considered more important than the people who are taking out the old lechem. And as we've discussed as recently as in our previous year, the tzofen in the Beis HaMikdash is always considered the more significant place. So therefore, the people who are putting in the new lechem are considered more important. Therefore, they stood on the tzofen, facing the dharm side. The Mitziyim, and those that are taking out the old lechem, I'm the Medarim, upneim letzofen, Elu Moshchem, though the people who are taking out the lechem schlep out the lechem that's there, the Elu Menichem, and the people who are putting in the new lechem are pushing in the new lechem. Tifcha shalzeh k'negat tifcha shalzeh. They were touching, that as one was being taken out, the other one was being put in. Shenemar, because says the Gemara, we want to have a situation of lechem upon him upon a tamid, that there should be always lechem. The shulchan should not be missing the lechem. Even if it's not done in that fashion, that it's one is taken out immediately after the other one, it's still satisfactory. It's considered tamid as long as it was there before night. Yotzu, the kahanim put the lechem, the old lechem, nos na shulchan zov shay beulam, they put it on that gold table we discussed, which was in the ulam, hektira bezichen, and then they burn those, the bezicha of levoina, hachalas mischalkas lekahanim, and the chalas were divided to the kahanim, Yom Kippur, and if Chal Yom Kippur is b'Shabbos, but let's say Shabbos is Yom Kippur, where halacha is that of course we can't eat the lechem upon him. So the chalas mischalkas l'arev, they were only distributed at night. And as many mefarshim point out, that the Mishnah is actually teaching us two different halachas. One halacha the Mishnah is teaching us is that we don't wait till tomorrow to distribute the lechem upon him. We actually distribute it already Matzoi Shabbos. But on the other hand, we don't distribute it on Shabbos. The reason we don't distribute it on Shabbos is because we're concerned that people are going to come to eat that lechem on Yom Kippur because they usually eat the lechem right after it's distributed. So in order to avoid any such mistake, chas v'shalom, then they don't distribute the lechem until Motzei Shabbos. Chal lias be'erev Shabbos. If Yom Kippur fell on Friday, so the halacha is the sar shem Kippur on Yom Kippur they had a sar, and the halacha is that the sar is eaten liyoyim v'layla, but they couldn't cook that sar meat on Yom Kippur, and they have to eat it up by tonight because the halacha is that a carbon chatas is nechel liyoyim v'layla. What did they do? They nechel alarev. They eat it by night, but how could he eat it by night? At night, it's going to be raw. So says the Gemara, what you do is, who were the ones that ate it? Habavlaim oichlan. So the people from Bavel would be the people that ate it. Oichlan so kshchai, they ate it when it was raw. Neshidat and yofa. But as the Gemara will explain, they were people that had no problem eating raw meat. Says the Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Yosi Omer Afilu Sil Kas Yishona Shachris. Even if the old bread was taken out Shabbos in the morning, the Seder HaChadosha Be'arvis, and we put in the new lechem at night, Ein B'kach Klum, there's no problem. Alman Mikayim L'fonai Tamid. How do we understand the Pasuk of L'fonai Tamid? As we mentioned, that there has to be lechem there all of the time. Says the Gemara, that means Shlo Yolan HaShulchan B'loi Lechem. That by the time night comes, the lechem should be there. Comments the Gemara, Amar Rav Asi, Medvar of Shul Rav Yosi, based on what Rav Yosi just told us, Nilmad, we can learn that there's a din that we have to learn Torah all the time. For Gisabob, Yomim V'layla, says the Gemara that Medvar of Shul Rav Yosi, Nilmad, Afilo Shana Adam, Perek Echad B'Shachas, Perek Echad B'Marvis, somebody learned in the morning and somebody learned at night, Kai Mitzvah L'Yom Shetarif Ezer B'Picha, that it's considered that he did learning Tamid, as we're learning now. It was there in the morning and there in the evening, he's Mekayim the Mitzvah. Of course, I saw that many point out that the Chas V'Shalom, to explain that the Gemara means that one could just learn that small amount of time and be Mekayim the Mitzvah. The Gemara is not speaking to a person who has the opportunity to learn all of the time or more than that time. A person has the obligation to learn whenever he has the opportunity to learn. What we're learning in our Gemara, however, is that if the person is in a position that he is limited with the time that he learned, he could learn Torah just by learning in the morning and the evening. And that's the proper hagdama, introduction to the next words of the Gemara, because continues the Gemara to teach us, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Afilu loikara adam el krishma, Shachas v'arvis, even if somebody just learned said Krishma in the morning and the evening, Kayim, he fulfilled the mitzvah, Allah Yom Shatar Zeh Picha. And again, the Ritva points this out, and the Shulchan Aruch says this in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Yoredei Simen Reish Mem Vav Sif Aleph, that it's only speaking B'Shas Adchak, where somebody doesn't have Panosa and he's limited with his time, he can be Mekayim this. Says the Gemara, "Davar zeh osel amar b'fnei ha'aretz." However, says the Gemara, one should not say this halacha tam aretz because he's become accustomed that he doesn't have to do any more than saying Krishma. Rava mitzvah amar b'fnei ha'aretz, because if they'll say that just saying Krishma is so powerful, so it will cause him that, and he gets such schar for learning Torah, somebody who learns Torah all the time, all the more so. And I saw that the Mefarshim point out, I saw that the Divrei Tzal, the Budget Rebbe in a Sefer, points out, this is Pshat that we say in Kedusha on Shabbos. We say, M'koyma hu yifen b'rachma v'lame. We daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should have Rachmanos on Klal Yisrael. How are we able to have How are we able to achieve that Kadosh Baruch Hu should have Rachmanos on Klal Yisrael? There's somebody who just says Shema, and he goes into a whole discussion that in the times that we are living, he writes, where it's so hard to do what we're supposed to do, and the person goes out of his way to do as much as he can, that then he's going to be zoicha v'yocher am HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have rachmanis with us. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Havazah b'krishma, Perek Bei, Mishnah Yud Gimel, u'betfilah, u'kshat mitzpalu, al talas ha'tfilas rekva. So I saw us, the Sefer Sheres Menachem explains, what does that mean? People, we're learning now that you're supposed to say krishma, and people may come to the mistake, as the Gemara suggests, that you mekayim the mitzvah of learning Torah that way. Tells us the Gemara v'atasa kva. Don't expect that one is mekayim the mitzvah that way all the time. And then I saw that the Beis Yisrael explains that our Gemara, he suggests, is actually not so easy to understand. He says, how do we understand that a person who just says Krishma, which we have to say anyway in the morning, in the evening, and just with saying Krishma, he's mekayim the mitzvah Talmud Torah. So he suggests the way to understand the Gemara is that when a person says Krishma, and he says Krishma properly twice a day, that will have the influence on his life that he will start learning Torah. He will start learning properly. A person who takes at the time to learn to say Krishma and take the lesson of the Krishma will the person who will ultimately have depreciation to start learning Torah. Says the Gemara, Shaul ben Dama ben Achoshesh Rabbi Shmuel, ben Dama, who was the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel, asked Rabbi Shmuel, Kigon ani, Shlamarati kala Torah kula, someone who's like me, who I learned entire Torah, Ma limit Chachma Yevonis, may I learn Chachma Yevonis. Karvla mikra zeh, so he responded, Lo yomash sevet Torah zeh mipicha, v'gisa ba yomim v'layla. So he explained, say ubedoik shah, shenin loyman ayoyim v'loy v'layla, find a time which is not day or night, ulamoid boy. Chachma Yevonis, that's the time you can learn Chachma Yevonis. Upligi, and says, this disagrees with what Rishmol said. This pasuk is not to be viewed as an obligation or a mitzvah. A bracha. Ra Kadosh Baruch Hu, as Yeshua Stivei Torah Chavivim LaBiyaiser. A Kadosh Baruch Hu saw how much Yeshua loved learning Torah. Shnemar, as the Torah describes Yeshua, but Mishar says Yeshua ben Nun Nar Lo Yomish B'Torah Chayil. Amalei Kadosh Baruch Hu Yeshua Kol Kach Chavivim Lechad Divrei Torah. According to this explanation, it was something that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a bracha that he should be zoche to learn, but not an obligation. Don't learn Torah as if it's an obligation. Learn Torah with a geshmak. However, one can't say that since I don't and learn Torah, I don't have to learn it. One has to learn Torah. Another pshat is that a person should not learn Torah. A person should have Torah with derech eretz. He should learn, but he also has to do what he has to do. Am chizki ma'adik siv ve'af his siskum ipitzar rochiv loy mutzuk tachtecha. Says the mabareish loy kemish barash baruchu midas bas v'dab. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not similar to people. Midas basadam adam meses chaveroi b'dachi chayim l'dai misa. One person could try to convince another person to do something that's wrong. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is not that way. Meses adam b'dachi misa l'dachi chayim. He never will convince a person to do what's detrimental. On the contrary, v'efes chizka v'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to convince you to do things that you avoid Gehenim, from Gehenim, which is Piyatzar, from Gehenim, which has a narrow mouth. the Teicha, that the reason that it has a narrow mouth is that the smoke should remain within the Gehenna. And the place of the Gehenna is so narrow. If you'll say lehuknu, somebody who learned Torah and stopped learning Torah, there won't be Gehenim. Tamaloymer kam hila melechuchen. Even if somebody is a Talmud Chacham, but he doesn't act as a Talmud Chacham is supposed to act, Gehenim will be there for him. The Shema Tamer ain't by Eitzim. There's not a lot of fire, and therefore the fire there, there's not a lot of wood, and therefore the fire there is not that fierce. Tamaloymer mudurasa eish v'eitzim harbe. That the benefit that we get from learning is that we won't have Gehenna, but nothing more. Somebody who learns Torah will have all of the good that one could hope and expect for in life.